Chapter 4, A Rush to Finish. The brooch had to be delivered the next morning before the lady left for Rome. There was only one thing we could do. We had to get into the shop that night. I knew this was dangerous. If we were caught, Signor Agnolo would most certainly turn us both out. Far worse, he could accuse us of theft. That was a serious crime, with terrible punishments. I told Benvenuto it was too risky. He said he would do it with or without me. I knew it would be safer to have someone there as a lookout, so I reluctantly agreed to help. We waited until everyone was asleep. Then we crept down from the attic room where the apprentices lived. We went out the front door of the house, then back to the shop. Benvenuto had made sure that he was the last one out that afternoon. He had left the door unlocked on purpose. I lit the furnace, then some candles. Benvenuto sat down at his bench. He worked quickly and quietly while I kept watch near the door. The moon was high in the sky now. It was very late. The streets were silent. Then all of a sudden, I heard a door open. Benvenuto heard it too. He grabbed his work and put it under the bench. I threw my cloak on the fire and stamped on it. Then I ducked under a bench and held my breath as the door opened. "Who's there?" shouted Signor Agnolo, shining a torch into the room. The light landed directly on me.